you want to get the best deal on your next car purchase, then this might be the episode for you. So settle in and let's get going. Hey, Bo Schwade here, the man with the whip, and your host with Powerful Action Principles for Success, the podcast where we don't fool around. No fluff, no filler. We just get right into the subject. And today's subject is going to be about negotiating. And specifically, although this will work with any type of negotiations, and really, I recommend this for most negotiations that you're going to be doing, but I'm specifically going to address buying a new car. And you know, when we go in looking for a car, those dealers are way, way smarter than we are when it comes to putting a deal together. And they've got 100 ways to kink the numbers and 100 different ways to work the deal around you to make you feel like you've gotten a good deal. But many, many times, and most of the time, to be frank, you didn't get a very good deal. The dealer won on the negotiation. But you leave the dealership feeling like you just got the biggest deal. That's the best deal, I mean. And that's what they're supposed to do. That is their job. And their job is to put the pressure on you. It's very difficult to make a decision, a good decision, and understand the numbers and whether or not you're getting a good deal when they're putting the pressure on you to make the decision right now. So here is my advice. Whenever you go to a car dealership, now I'm going to back up. Every negotiating expert out there will tell you, always be ready to walk away from the deal. Always be willing to walk away from the deal. And that's really more if you know the deal's no good. You need to walk away from that deal. But when you're in a car dealership, most of the time, you don't know if that's a good deal or not. You got to go home and maybe run the numbers and see if it's an actual good deal, because they're very good at hiding the numbers and working the numbers in different multiple ways to make a profit on you. So what my advice is, always walk away. Whenever you go into a dealership, always walk out. Never buy a car when the first visit, when you go in, always say whatever you have to say to get out of there. Tell them that you got to go check your finances. They really can't overcome that one. If you just tell them you want to go home and think about it, it's the worst thing you can say to a car dealership, man. They're going to overcome that objection and just hammer on you harder. But say something like, you know, we're not quite sure we can swing that. We're going to go home and check our finances and we'll get back to you. And stand hard and fast on that and get out of there and go home and run the numbers and see what you're actually paying for that car. And if they tell you, oh, you got to make the decision today, don't believe it. Never believe that nonsense. Just leave. And you will, 90% of the time, if the salesman's any good, he'll be calling you. And when they do call you, just ask them a simple question. Just say, you know, we've really been thinking about it and we've been looking at the numbers. Can you guys do any better? Just say that exact phrase and then be quiet. Don't say anything else after that. Just throw the ball into his lap and let him deal with it. So I'm going to repeat that. Say, can you do any better? That's it. Don't make it complicated. And listen to what he has to say. You never know what they're going to say. They might say, yes, well, let me go talk to my manager and blah, 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 blah. And they call you back with a better deal. Maybe you did get a good deal. And they'll say, no, we just can't go any further. Well, then you can make a decision from there and go into the dealership and buy the car. But always walk away so that you make sure you're not getting taken. Because that's what those guys are really, really good at. And they're way better than we'll ever be. So that's it for me. I hope that helps you. The next time you go in looking for a car, I'm Bo Schwaid, the man with the whip. Make sure you subscribe so you get the next upcoming episode. And not only that, you know, I'm going to throw something else in here. If you could, I sure would appreciate if you're listening to this on Apple that you give me a rating and even a review. Whether it's bad or good, I don't care. Just a rating and a review. If it's bad, I'd like to know. So, that's it. Love you, mean it. See ya.